priced.
Crop input decisions will need to be finalized in the next 30 days. Premium Ag Solutions President Bo Jacobson says there are a lot of unanswered questions.
You know, there's land changing hands, land sales. Guys are trying to decide what they're going to put in to be profitable. You know, sugar beet market looks decent. Corn market looks like it has some potential, but the wheat and soybeans are really kind of up in the air, and you know, a lot of guys wondering how many acres of what they should put in, and the specialty crop market looks like that's kind of up in the air a bit too.
Jacobson, who is based at Hitterdahl, Minnesota, is seeing steady demand for data management and variable rate prescriptions. Demand has picked up for planter technologies like precision planting.
Precision was quiet throughout the winter, but the last 30 days of that have been unreal. It's probably been our best March that we've had. So that's good to see, and I think there's still a lot of things coming yet in April yet. Guys are just finally getting planters out of sheds. You know, with the amount of snow we had, nobody had time to look at things and out of sight, out of mind. But now that the doors are coming open and guys are making improvements and trying to gain some efficiencies.
USDA.